Dua is a type of worship in which we supplicate towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this becomes essentially worship in which we are worshipping Allah. Just like salah will not be accepted until one performs the necessary prerequisites, such as wudu, facing the qibla, covering the body, likewise, a person's dua will likely not be accepted until there are certain prerequisites that have been met. It may also, you know, your dua may get accepted without meeting the prerequisites. It's totally on the discretion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to increase the likelihood of your dua being accepted, there are certain prerequisites that one should endeavor to fulfill. Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, dua and the seeking of protection from Allah are like weapons, but the sharpness of a weapon is not sufficient for it to cause effect, for the person that handles it also plays a role. So whenever the weapon is a perfect one, having no blemish in it, and the forearm is strong, and there are no preventing factors, then will cause an effect on the enemy. But if any of these three factors are missing, then the effect will also be lessened. So if dua in itself is not correct, or the person making the dua has not combined between his heart and tongue in the dua, or there is any preventing factor, then the desired effect will not occur. So there are things that we need to consider when it comes to dua. So the first point to consider is the realization that only Allah responds to dua. Only Allah responds to the dua. This is the essence of tawheed. Person must believe fully that only Allah is capable of hearing his dua, and only Allah has the power to grant him what he desires. And this is the essence of our tawheed, our aqeedah. The Quran mentions, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Who else is there that responds to the call of the one in distress when he calls out and removes evil from him and makes you inheritors of the earth? Is there any other God besides Allah? Little is it that you remember. So this is why dua is the greatest form of worship, because if directed to other than Allah, it is the greatest form of shirk. And when directed to Allah, it becomes a great form of worship. So one needs to realize that only Allah responds to dua. The second point is sincerity in dua to Allah alone. After you realize that only Allah can respond to your dua, the logical consequences is then to make dua to Allah. And this is the consequences and the essence of our tawheed. We've been told in various verses, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَا اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. And verily the masjids are for Allah alone, and do not call unto anyone besides him. أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَدْعُونَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Will you call upon other than Allah if you are truthful? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ. Those whom you call upon besides Allah are slaves like yourselves. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرَكُمْ وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ. And those who you call besides Allah can neither come to your aid nor can they help you themselves. When we say besides Allah, it includes everything that is worshipped besides the Creator, from lifeless objects like idols or the sun or the trees or animals or men or pious men or angels or any other thing besides that. So these are the things that we need to abstain from. We need to be sincere. In a hadith it is said that Ibn Abbas, one day when he said that the Prophet ﷺ gave advice to Ibn Abbas one day when he said, O slave, guard the duties of Allah and he will guard you. Guard the duties of Allah and he will find him in front of you. And when you ask from Allah alone. And when you seek any help, seek help from Allah alone. When you ask from Allah alone. And when you seek help from Allah alone. Then the third is to perform your tawassul properly. Tawassul is seeking of Allah, the help of Allah. Is it the seeking of Allah's help and response through the performance of certain acts. In other words, a person makes dua using a medium to increase the chances of the dua being accepted. Tawassul is performed by mentioning Allah's names, attributes, or by mentioning a good deed that you've done, or by asking a loving, pious person to make dua on your behalf, or by showing your own humility and faults in front of Allah. So you can use that. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he went to make dua at the time of drought, he used the uncle of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abbas radiallahu anhu, as a medium in the dua. Another prerequisite of dua is that one should not be hasty. To be hasty in one's du'as is a cause of rejection of the dua. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the dua of any worshipper will continue to be answered as long as he does not ask for a sin, breaks ties of kinship, and as long as he is not hasty. It was asked, O Nabi of Allah, what does it mean to be hasty? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a worshipper says, I made dua and I don't see it being accepted. And then the person gives up making dua. That is being hasty. So to give up means to turn away, to break off something or that was intended for the purpose. You just abandon it. And when you abandon making dua, لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ Allah speaks about His servants and He says, they are not too proud to worship Him, nor do they become weary. So we should not become weary of any act of worship. How can we become weary of any act of worship when it is servitude to our beloved Creator? And more so, when you're making dua, whether the dua get accepted or not, you should just enjoy the experience. It's like catching fish. That people who catch fish, sometimes you catch a fish, sometimes you don't, but they enjoy the entire experience of sitting there and just catching the fish, whether there's bites or not. So similarly, dua is the same, that you enjoy the experience of speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pouring out your heart. So dua is continuous, whether it's being answered or not, whether there's difficulty in your life or not, dua should be there all the time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, you will be responded to as long as you are not hasty, meaning that a person says, I made dua and it's not been answered. Yet another proof of the Quran, Allah says, وَيَدَعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا And man invokes Allah for evil as he invokes Allah for good, yet man remains hasty. This is something that even prevents the dua from being accepted is haste. Or giving up hope and leaving dua. It's like a person who planted a seed or a seedling and then guarded it and took care of it and watered. But when it delayed in giving its fruit and reaching perfection, he left it and did not take care of it anymore. Doesn't make sense that now you've wasted all your effort. So, doesn't mean that a person should not make dua that your dua be accepted quickly. You can make dua that it gets accepted quickly. There's no problem with that. But if it does not get accepted quickly, then you shouldn't become perturbed, because hastiness has been prohibited. Another point to consider, in order for du'as to be accepted by Allah, it is essential that it is good that it must be for something pure and good. The hadith that we quoted is that the du'a of a person will be accepted as long as he doesn't make du'a for evil or for breaking family ties. So when we make du'a for things that are not good, then that is incorrect and that is against the etiquettes of dua. It is also imperative that a person making dua have the best of intentions for whatever he's asking. So if you making dua for increase in wealth. Then you should have the intention that you'll spend more wealth on your relatives, spend more in the path of Allah. It will be a means of freeing your time so you can engage in deeni activities. If someone asks that Allah blesses a person with a pious spouse, this is so that you avoid falling into zina and you have a pious family. When you go to visit the sick, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he told Abdullah bin Amr, that when a person comes to visit the sick, let him say, "Oh Allah, cure your servant so and so, for he has been afflicted a wound on an enemy, or walk for your sake to the prayer." He will then inflict, so you make dua that Allah, you cure him, because when he gets better, he will go and walk to the salah, or he will inflict a wound on the enemy. So the purpose of cure is that the person may engage in religious activities. The point is that make an intention that if I've been granted this, I'll use it in a good way, and then follow through with that. Don't just make the intention. There is, in the verses of the 10th Juz, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَعْهَدَ اللَّهَ لَإِنْ آتَانَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ. The person made the intention that if I have wealth, then I will give charity. But then eventually what happened? The wealth drew the person away from the masjid. The person then stayed far away, and the person was coming to the masjid regularly, stopped coming to the masjid regularly. Eventually what had happened was that the person reached the point of nifaq. Du'as are not to be read, but to be rendered. There needs to be presence of heart and mind. You can't just read a few du'as and expect it to be accepted. You need to make du'a while you're attentive and while you're focused. That is when du'as will be accepted. Know that the purpose of dua is that one attains an attentive heart. So if you're not focusing on what you're saying, and it's just a mere renderance, then the chances are very slim. Also, for dua, part of the prerequisites is to eat halal. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. For those, there are those men who say, "Oh Allah, grant us in this world goodness, and there's no share in the after." The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O people, Allah is tayyib, and He only accepts that which is tayyib, pure. And Allah has commanded the believers that which is commanded the messengers. O messengers, eat from the pure foods and do the right things." If you'd like to have your du'as accepted, you need to be particular about eating pure. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accepts only from those who fear Him. Another prerequisite of dua is to add to your dua salawat ala nabi, salutations upon our beloved master. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every dua is covered until the person suspended, until the person send salutations upon me. It doesn't go up, it remains hanging. So this is a necessary prerequisite. We should start off with praising Allah, then send salutations upon the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, end off again with salutations upon the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some of the things that we need to keep in mind when making dua, some of the requisites. And as we've been outlining, and just to recap some of the points, realize that only Allah responds to duas. Be sincere to Allah. You may even take a medium in your dua. Don't be hasty and want it to be accepted immediately. Make dua for good things. Have a good intention. Be attentive in your heart. Precede the dua with a pure sustenance, and send salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.